This is the story of Meskagusha, and it's told in many languages with many names on it, and they don't always exactly resemble, but the principle is about the same all the way through, because it's a story of unusual happenings that when most people that didn't know better would hear of it, they would consider it to be magic or fairy tales or something that belongs in Halloween, Actually, it is about how higher consciousness works, which isn't considered to be magic by anyone who knows anything about it. And it does tell that how higher consciousness, or what it does, it doesn't tell you how it works, but possibly by listening to the story you can tell something about it. So we would use the more or less traditional story about an old woodcutter who lived not too far from here. And he had a lovely little daughter, and his wife was dead. They were widowed, and the little girl was his only family. And so every day he would go out in the woods and cut some wood to trim up and take into the village and sell for enough money to buy a bare amount of groceries and live. And they lived in a little hut out in the forest. Well, one day when the old man came home from selling his wood and bought whatever little provisions they have, to use our language, it'd probably be like salt pork and potatoes or something. The little girl said, "Father, I wish that some days we could have more money so we could have more and different food to eat. It would be nice." The old man said, "Well, tomorrow I'll just get up real early and go out and cut a double load of wood, and I'll take it into town and sell it, and I will buy you some nice things to eat." He loved his little girl very, very much, so he wanted to do that, not for anything he'd get out of it himself, but he just wanted to do something for his little girl. So the next morning he got up very early and went out and cut wood, and he cut a little later than usual, and he brought in a very large bundle of wood on his back. And when he got home, the little girl had locked the house and went off for walking, and he couldn't raise her. He beat on the door, and he couldn't find her, so he laid down and went to sleep. In the meantime, the little girl had come home, and she had decided she was very sleepy and needed to take a nap. So the old man woke up while he banged on the door, but he couldn't waken the little girl because she was sound asleep. So he sat there and wondered what to do and everything. And he heard a voice say, "If your need is great enough and your wants are small enough, you shall have many fine things to eat." So he started following this voice. Sounded like somebody talking out there in the woods. So he took off out there. He got out there, and the voice seemed to have disappeared, and he was kind of lost. He hadn't been in that part of the woodland before, and he didn't know which way to go back home. So he sat down on a log and decided the only thing he could do besides cry, which he didn't think was an appropriate thing for an old man to do, was that he would tell himself a story. So he started with the day the little girl had asked for something different to eat, and he was busy telling his story to himself, which happens to be a very interesting phenomenon you might try sometime. Let's tell a story to yourself of all the things that had happened since a certain event. Don't go back to year one, but just from a certain day, say a week ago or 3 or 4 days ago or whatever, since some certain thing happened. But while he was telling the story, a voice said, "What are you doing, old man?" And he said, "I'm telling myself my own story." And it said, "If you will stand up and put your foot on the step, why, you will find things." And the old man said, "I don't see any step." He said, "Well, close your eyes and stand up. Now put your foot up on the step." So the old man put his foot up, and he felt like it was a step under it. And then he took another step and another step, and like he was on a staircase. And all of a sudden, the whole thing started to move, and it swished away at pretty high speed, and he held on. When it stopped, it told him to get down. He looked around, and he felt like he was way out in the desert somewhere, but he saw lots of pebbles laying as far as he could see. And the voice said, "Pick up all these little pebbles you can carry. Put them in your pockets." And so he loaded himself down with these little pebbles. He thought he was kind of stupid, but he did that because that's what the voice said, and so why not? And he said, "Get back on the stairway, so close your eyes." And he stepped back on there, even though he couldn't see it, he felt it. And just and when it stopped, he was in front of his own door. He banged on the door, and the little girl come let him in, and he was starving. She fixed him a little bite of food or whatever they had, which was a few dates. And he went to sleep, and the next morning he got up and took his big load of wood into town, and he had buyers immediately wanted to buy it, and he sold them the wood, and he bought some extra food that day for the little girl, and he brought it home, and they had a very nice dinner. While they were kind of enjoying themselves after dinner, well, one of the neighbors knocked on the door and said, "My fire has gone out, and I don't have any way to start a fire. Will you let me have some fire?" And the old man said, "I don't have any fire." And said, "Well, what's all that light coming through the window?" And he said, "What light?" But he went outside and looked, and he saw there was lights of all colors streaming out of his windows. So he went back in and looked, and it's all coming from this pile of pebbles that he had picked up when he was off on this little jaunt on the stairway. And so they got all the cloth they could and covered them up so they wouldn't be too obvious to everybody. And he went out and told the people that he didn't have any fire, and they were kind of angry and went all mumbling, but we don't know any more about them. That's the end of them. So the next day they looked at these stones and saw they were fabulous jewels. So instead of gathering wood and going out and selling it that day, they went to all the villages within walking distance of their house, which was several of them. And they went to the jewelry stores, and the jewelers were utterly delighted to have the jewels, and they paid fantastic prices for them, and they went home with tons of money. So the old man decided that he would go and build him a castle. Now, when he had left this place where he got all the stones, a voice told him that Muskegusha was the remover of all difficulties and the one that had taken care of him, and that he was to tell the story of Muskegusha every Thursday evening in memory. So he got all this money, and he was building this big castle right across from the king's castle, and they forgot all about it. So they got the castle built, and they were very, very happy in it. And the king's daughter looked out the window and saw this big new castle sitting there that was possibly as fine or finer than the king's castle, and she was really ticked off. So she sent her runners out to find out who this was and why, and then they told her it was a little girl and an old man. She said, "Bring that kid over here. I want to tell her off." So they brought her over, but as soon as they saw each other, they liked each other real well, the two girls, and became very good friends. And the little princess used to take the woodcutter's daughter swimming with her. Her father had made her own little stream through the palace grounds so they could go down by the stream and go swimming and everything. So one day they went swimming, and the princess took her very expensive jeweled necklace off and hung it on a tree before they got in the water. And when they got out, while they, like kids do sometimes, they were excited, and they got their clothes on and run back to their houses. And the princess forgot to get her necklace, and when she got home, she saw it was gone, and she immediately said that woodcutter's daughter stole it, as people usually do. Somebody must have stole it. I didn't misplace it, you know. So she told her father, and he was all ticked off, and he went over and had the woodcutter arrested, and he sent the little girl to an orphanage, and he confiscated all their property and everything, including their beautiful palace and what have you. And after the old man was kept in a dungeon cell for quite a while, he was brought out and put on the town square, chained to a post, and on with a sign that said, "This is what happens to people who steal from kings." And the old man, of course, was very unhappy, and the little girl was unhappy in an orphanage, and the old man sat there by his post, and a few people walked by. Some of them would laugh at him, some of them would throw rotten things at him. Some would throw him a scrap of food now and then, but that's where he had to exist, chained to this post. And he'd been there for quite a while, and one day he heard somebody mention it was Thursday afternoon, and he thought, "Oh my God, that is the day to commemorate Muskegusha, remover of all difficulties." And he remembered that he had been asleep and forgotten all about it for many, many weeks. So pretty soon after he thought about it, a man came by and threw him a small coin. He said to the man, "The coin's useless to me. I can't leave here to buy anything with it. But if your kindness would go so far as to go into the fruit vendor and buy us a few dates and come back and eat them with me, I would be eternally grateful." So the man said, okay. So he took the small coin, went off, bought a few dates, come back, sat down with the old man who was chained to the post. And the old man told him the story of Muskegusha, much as I'm telling it to you now. And so the man got up and went home, and he had been a person with great many heavy, heavy difficulties. But when he got home, he found all the difficulties had been taken care of, and he didn't have one in the world. But he leaves our story. We don't talk about him anymore. So the next day when little princess went down to go swimming, she looked in the water, and she saw her necklace on the bottom reflected in the water. And as she was going to dive in to get it, she started to sneeze, and her head went up, and she saw it hanging on the tree. So she grabbed it off the tree and put her clothes back on, and told her father, the king, about it. And so the king had the little girl brought back from the orphanage, had the old man turned her loose from his prison, and a public apology for everybody to know about, and restored him his castle and his lands. And so things were turned all around. Things started living different entirely. So the old man was lived happily ever afterward. So it's much well to remember that you tell the story of Muskegusha every Thursday. Preferably do take care of somebody that's needy or what have you. You can give to them. But the story of Muskegusha is that it is repeated in memory of Muskegusha and repeated on Thursday night. We hope you enjoyed the little story.